Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduh, wa nasta'inu bihi, wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihi Allahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار ثم أما بعد. Allah Azza wa Jal created jinn kind and mankind with the primary purpose of worship. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That Allah Azza wa Jal created jinnkind and mankind for the sole purpose of worship. This whole creation, in its entirety, is created for the purpose and the glory, for the purpose of worship and the glorification of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alam tara anna Allah yasjudu lahu man fis samawati wal ard wash shamsu wal qamar wan nujum wash shajar wad dawab wa kathirun minan nas. The sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the mountains, and all that treads this earth prostrates to Allah Azza wa Jal in worship and glorification. To enforce this purpose of worship, Allah Azza wa Jal motivates His servants with reward. You worship Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal motivates and rewards those that worship Him and warns those that disobey and those that do not comply with punishment. He warns those that fail to comply with His commands that He punishes them. And this punishment can be both in this world and the next. This punishment can be invisible and it can be visible. The worst punishment you can ever receive from Allah Azza wa Jal is the punishment that you do not know of. The secret punishment. We've got a series. We've spoken previously about the secret worship. And then we spoke about the secret sin. And today we're going to talk about the secret punishment. The punishment that the sinner receives from Allah Azza wa Jal, it's the worst that you can receive of a punishment. Why? Because you're oblivious. You're heedless to the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you continue in your evil, sinful ways. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he says, a good deed brings radiance to the face. It brings light to the heart. It increases provision, strength to the body, and love in the hearts of the creation towards this good doer. Conversely, a sin or a bad deed results in darkness in the face, darkness in the heart, weakness in the body, decrease in provision, and dislike in the hearts of the creation. The punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't have to be apparent, nor does it have to be known to you. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he states, and I want to read this to you word for word so that we can benefit. And I want you to listen and open your heart so that you can absorb the words of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He says, every sin brings a punishment. Everything you do will be accounted for. Nothing goes unaccounted, good deeds and bad deeds. Everything you say, you do, will be accounted, whether for you or against you. He says, every sin brings a punishment. But often people don't realize they are being punished because they are unaware. Like someone who is asleep or numb or doesn't feel pain. Punishments for sins are as certain as getting burnt by fire or drowning in water. Sometimes the consequences of a sin might not show up right away. Similar to how diseases don't always appear immediately after exposure to their causes. If someone doesn't take steps to address their sins through repentance or corrective action, they are heading towards their own destruction. It was mentioned from one of the people of Bani Israel that he said, O Lord, how often do I disobey you? How often do I disobey you and you do not punish me? So the response came, how often do I punish you and you do not realize? Have I not deprived you of the sweetness of remembering me and calling upon me? One of the most severe punishments for sin is that Allah Azza wa Jal forgets His servant, leaving him without support. Leaving the servant without support, alone with his ego and the shayateen of the jinn and the ins. In this state, this person has no hope. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. And in another verse, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. And do not be like those who forget Allah Azza wa Jal. So He made them forget themselves. One of the subtle effects of this forgetfulness on the sinner is the beautification of his sin. The justification and the calling to his sin, leading him deeper into destruction, leading him deeper into committing more sin with ease and experience. And then what happens is that he becomes desensitized. He becomes accustomed to and used to committing sin. So now not only is it beautified and is it simplified, but then he becomes a caller to his sin. He's astray, he's led astray, and then he starts to lead others astray. Repentance fades away from his mind because he's in the deep hole and he's got all those around him with him in that deep hole. How many are people
are this very person today. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. How many people are being punished without them being realized? How many are people are being punished by Allah Azza wa Jal? Are this very person, but they do not know. I want to go to a certain gym, or to a certain restaurant, or to a certain location. أخي اتق الله, what's wrong with you? There's fitna. But that's the only gym that has that equipment. I need to go there. Justifying. Everyone's going there. All the friends, all the community goes there. Beautifying. Why don't you come with us? Come with us to XYZ of a place. I can't, because there is fitna. Can't you control yourself? Can't you lower your gaze? Now not only is he beautifying and justifying and simplifying, but now he's calling to sin. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is one of the punishments of Allah Azza wa Jal. يا أخي اتق الله, smoking is haram. No, it's not. Who said? There's a fatwa for it. Or it's makruh. It's makruh. Because he knows what makruh means. Or sister, اتق الله. Allah Azza wa Jal on the tongue of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the pluckers and the plucked ones. There's a fatwa for it. Beautifying, simplifying, justifying, and then calling to sin wal-iyadhu billah. This is a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal for the sinner, so he can increase in his sin. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ. And if they turn away, they turn away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. They turn away from the caller of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then know that Allah intends to afflict them with some of their sins. Such a person is unlikely to find the path of repentance. And it's far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Far away from his forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَى إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرُونَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, all of my nation is pardoned except those who sin openly. It is a form of sinning openly for a man that Allah covers him. He does a sin at night. He sins with no one knowing. And Allah Azza wa Jal covers for him this sin. No one knows except Allah. He sleeps, wakes up, and then goes out telling the people of this sin he done. Exposing what Allah had covered for him. You want to know why this person exposed himself? You want to know why this person slept doing a sin that no one knew, and then woke up and went around publicly, shamelessly, telling people, I done such and such, I went to a place of such and such, or I watched such and such? It's because this person did not see his sin as a sin. And this was a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. Is that he beautified his sin. He simplified his sin. He justified his sin. He was desensitized to his sin. So he woke up and he went and he exposed himself. He went and he exposed himself. The fact that punishments of sin might not be immediately apparent to you or known, does not mean they aren't there. And for this, you must be extra cautious, extra aware from falling into sin. And if you do, and we all do, then you must rush and hasten to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal constantly and continuously, seeking His forgiveness. Don't let the delay or the invisibility of Allah's punishment and Allah's consequences fool you. Allah is all-knowing. Allah is all-seeing. He is all-hearing. And he is aware of everything you say and do. Don't think otherwise. Don't think otherwise. Allah's told you and He's promised you. If you are aware of Allah and you believe in Allah, then you must know for a fact that He sees everything you do. And He hears everything you say. And everything you say and do will go accounted for. Nothing will be missed. So fear Allah Azza wa Jal, the fear He is deserving of. And know that one of the most devastating punishments that a servant can receive is the secret punishment. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وكفى ولا عدوان إلا على من ظلم وبغى والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد. We know the hadith, every son of Adam is a sinner. And the best of sinners are those who repent. The worst sinners are those that are happy with their sin. Those that justify their sin, that openly sin, that spread and call to indecency and immorality as though there is nothing wrong with that. Covering your faults, covering your sins is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah's mercy upon His servants is that He covers your sin. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is that He covers your sin and He made it obligatory upon you to cover the sins of others. He made it obligatory upon you that if you see someone on sin, you don't go and spread his sin and follow him to expose him. Cover his sin. Call him to Islam. Call him to Allah. Call him to repentance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, O you who have believed with your tongue but faith has not entered your heart, do not backbite Muslims or seek their faults. For whoever seeks their faults, Allah Azza wa Jal will seek his faults. And whoever Allah seeks his faults, He will expose him even in his own home. For this, a believer rejoices in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the forgiveness of Allah, in the covering that Allah has covered between him and his servants, between the slave and his servants. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إن الله عز وجل يدني المؤمن. On the day of judgment, Allah عز وجل brings the believer close. فيضع عليه كنفه ويستره من الناس. Allah عز وجل then covers him from the creation. ويقرره بذنوبه. Then he reminds him of his sins. أتذكر ذنب كذا؟ أتذكر ذنب كذا؟ Do you remember this sin? And do you remember that sin? Do you remember that look that you weren't allowed to take? Or that walk that you walked that you weren't allowed to take? Or the utterance that came out of your tongue that you weren't permitted to utter? This sin and that sin. أتذكر ذنب كذا؟ أتذكر ذنب كذا؟ ويقول له Allah Azza wa Jal, He reminds him of all his sins. And this person, when he sees that Allah Azza wa Jal, and he knows Allah, because in the beginning of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the mu'min, he describes him as the believer. So this person that we're talking about, that Allah Azza wa Jal shields from the people, it reminds him of his sins. أَتَذْكُرُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا أَتَذْكُرُ ذَنْبَ This is a believer. So he's reminding him of his sins. وَيَرَى فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ هَلَكَ This person, this believer, after Allah Azza wa Jal reminds him of all his sins, he says, Khalas, I'm perished. I'm destroyed. I'm finished. And there's no way out of this. وَيَرَى أَنَّهُ قَدْ هَلَكْ وَيَرَى فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ هَلَكْ قَالَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَإِنِّي قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنِّي أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ I shielded it from the people and I covered it for you in this world. And today I will forgive it for you. The first takeaway from this hadith is that this person was a believer. And that this person sinned. This person sinned. The difference between this hadith and the hadith that we mentioned earlier is one of them did not consider what he was doing a sin. Did not know Allah Azza wa Jal as the one that forgives the sin and punishes by sin. And for that, because of his heedlessness, because of his negligence in Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah punished him. And his punishment was that he went deeper into his sin by not knowing that he was sinning. He was so desensitized. He beautified, simplified, justified and called to his sin that he did not see his sin as sin anymore. As for this person, this mu'min, he sinned. But he knew that Allah Azza wa Jal is all-knowing, all-hearing, all-seeing. So when Allah told him, do you remember this sin? He said, yes, I do. And that sin, until he realized that there's no way out, and he thought that he's going to perish, Allah told him, I covered your sins in the world, and I shall forgive it for you today. Because Allah is merciful. Allah is forgiving. And if you live a life seeking Allah, remembering Allah, glorifying Allah, worshipping Allah, then this is the path to paradise. But if you want to be heedless, far away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, far away from the path that He wants you to be on, then there is no hope for such an individual. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to shower us with His mercy. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy on us and to forgive us. In this world, in the next, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا سامع الصوت ويا سابق الفوت ويا كاسي العظام لحما بعد الموت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم سامحنا على تقصيرنا الدائم في طاعتك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إننا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات بكرمك يا ربنا قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم برم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في بلاد الشام اللهم كن لهم في غزة يا رحيم يا رحمن اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا اللهم اجعل لهم من ضيقهم مخرجا اللهم اجعل لهم من ضيقهم مخرجا اللهم اجعل لهم من ضيقهم مخرجا وفرجا يا رحمن يا رحيم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.